This one is honestly a little sad, gang. Remember the security guard who single-handedly stopped a robbery at the It's All Greek to Me snack cart? That selfless member of the customer satisfaction team not only drenched his uniform in the process, but he also took a bullet to the leg, earning himself the nickname of the Euro Hero. Well, that hero has a name, and it's Guy Meanswell. Shockingly, our sources tell us that Meanswell was just fired for losing his keycard during a routine visit to Eustabin. Whew, Dentonic takes this stuff seriously, y'all, especially with those that are charged with keeping us all safe. So if you're hoping to lose their property and keep your job, we hope you never know when to stop dreaming.
Yes, in the UK, they called the leaves coriander and the seeds. I don't know why we do it the way we do. I always thought I'd learn with age.
Hello and welcome to Steeplechase. A thrilling adventure.
Oh, you accidentally read a portion of your biography. Did you mean to read like a script or something?
I think that's actually from his autobiographical cookbook, The Spice of Life, a Justin McElroy story.
Justin McElroy recipe.
And now we know that Creaky Man went to the University of Kentucky because he mentioned UK.
Okay. Well, all right. Smart. You're wild. There's no getting one over on this wildcat. hi. This is the Adventure of Steeplechase. The continuing investigation into the death of Paul Pantry and the general whatevering is happening to you three.
Yeah.
At the end of the last episode, you stole a guard's key card.
I felt bad about that for a whole week.
That's good, because I still don't know why you did it. And Darla Davis...
You don't know why he did it?
...has been cut off from you.
I mean, at this point...
Not necessarily by force, using sort of soft power. Darla Davis has been kept from you. Go ahead, Trev.
All right, fellas.
I'm going to go give this back real quick.
No. Hold on to that. We're going to use that. We need that. That was a good impulse.
It felt intrusive. But I appreciate the compliment.
I'm fucked! God damn it!
Yeah, but here's the thing. God. It was attached to a very long, one of those extending lanyard things, so...
Okay. Oh, you're right.
No, don't let go!
No, that's not real.
Listen, at this point, and God help me if it's not true, but at this point, I'm working off the feeling that Kenshel Denton, for some reason, is orchestrating cutting us off from our support network. Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry is dead. We've lost Gravel to the prison system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now Darla has more or less been professionally blackmailed into cutting off contact with us. Now, we have other contacts, but I would say none as connected as those three. So, like, those are the people we've gotten jobs from so far.
You're all alone. It's just us three.
Well, no.
No.
The entire world.
Emmerich, did you hear?
We
know other people. What I said, Emmerich, was we know other people.
Yeah.
Those are just the three people who have given us jobs.
There's always Shrook.
Right.
And my best friend, James DeBarge.
And James, Jimmy. Jimmy Deebs.
I don't feel any better because of that, but...
No,
Oh, okay, cool.
So you're suggesting that Dollar Davis's life is not in danger. You're saying that she's already been severed from us as a contact.
I don't think it's about, like, murdering people who have helped us. I think it's about separating us from people who we've gotten work from.
Well, just, gosh dang, could they not have reassigned Paul Bantry? Could they not have, you know, shipped him off somewhere? Oh,
perhaps you're forgetting Paul Bantry's inherent blackmailing nature.
Oh, yeah, so that's a good point.
That he is... So, basically, the two criminal people have been arrested and murdered.
Yes.
And the person who is... seemingly an upstanding cast member.
Yes.
Has been given a promotion.
All right. So we are at war then, which I don't know if you can call it that when one of the sides just has three people on it. But
only three.
The drama of it is good for me psychologically. It seems like we have come to an inflection point. In this operation, one that will require us to really figure out where Kinchel Denton's interests lie.
Well, at this point, I've given him two opportunities. One at Gravel's arrest, and then trying to pass the information up through Guy Meanswell to be like, hey, tell Kinchel to come talk to us.
Yes.
So he's has an opportunity now. To be like, I don't know what's going on either.
So we haven't had any contact with him, right, Juice?
No. No, he has not in any way gotten in contact.
Gentlemen, we are thieves, correct? I mean, smugglers,
according to rap sheet.
What we do is we go in and we steal things, correct? Why don't we steal a meeting with Kinchel Denton? Let's confront him. Find out why he's doing this to us. We're just three, all alone, little lambs out there in the cold. Why?
Okay, Emmerich, deep breath, bud. I think the problem with the stealing of the thing, it's a little more confrontational because then we have to get past security and then back past security. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At this point, I'm more willing to just, like, I don't know, ruin him if we could.
Oh, boy.
Listen, let's give him until nightfall to respond. If we don't get that, we find him. Sound good?
Yes. Yes. All right. I trust you, Beef. I trust you, Montrose. For now.
After all, Emmerich, we're all you have.
All now, don't, you, come all on, I don't have. Do, now, don't play that card.
No, Emmerich, I was joking. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's going to be okay.
I don't know how to resolve this, Justin, but is waiting an option? I would like to confirm before I'm totally ready to go to war with Kinchel. I don't give a fuck. I'll burn that dude's house down. But is waiting to see if this summons is actually accepted an option.
Let me think for a sec.
Griffin, I found in life that, like, waiting and doing nothing and seeing if the problem resolves itself is always an option. Not always a good option.
Yeah.
But it's always there. All right, Justin, so does he come hang out at Poppy's place? You know what I mean? Do some skee ball, trade in some tickets, explain his master plan?
No.
Fuck, oh, man. That would have been great for us. All right, let's get this.
Could we have a downtime, a mini downtime? You said there would be a downtime.
Oh, you should be able to have a little downtime. Yeah,
thanks,
you know
we've
what?
We've earned it.
He's not going to reach out to you, but let's talk about what... he is not going to appear before you. Let's say that.
Okay.
But why don't you all have some needs before you move on from this little your home away from home What does everybody want to get up to? We'll do some downtime as you wait for Kinchel to respond or not.
I feel like I had a long-term project, but I don't see a clock anywhere.
Yeah, it's right there, Griff. It's your gambling thing. You wanted to do gambling. It features you.
Are we doing usual two activity downtime situation?
I think that would be kind. Yeah, you all been through some stress, some violence. It's been a stressful time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
When a friend is murdered, that's bad. But when Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry is murdered,
that's not as bad.
It's okay.
It's less bad. Yeah, agreed. It's still bad. It can be bad. It just doesn't have to be super duper bad.
It would be smart to acquire an asset. We never do that. Let me prey on that while you guys do other stuff.
I've acquired two assets.
I'm gonna prey.
We've got Benson and we got James DeBarge.
You're right.
Is Benson an asset? Because Benson feels like a liability to me.
Well, you know, one man's asset, Justin, is another man's liability.
That's interesting. That's what it says at the bottom of the poster for Taken 4.
Yep.
So that's actually a pretty cool line you came up
with. This is my friend Benson. He does not have a particular set of skills. If anything, he really is holding me back. He's kind of my albatross. But you know what? I promised his mom that he could hang out with me today. Come on, Benson. Oh, no, Benson, your foot is stuck in a bucket.
Oh, no.
Benson, when you hired Benson, Benson had one line the day you hired Benson. Does anybody remember what that single line was? It was, I'm going to let you down.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's the most trustworthy asset.
Maybe, but I believe in him. Maybe I should train him. Can you train an asset?
Yeah, yes. I think that's part of the among the things you can do, actually.
Okay.
If you, Griffin,
you work
Benson
on your
better.
Thing, I'm going to raise him up.
Oh, that's beautiful, Trev.
Okay. I would like to acquire an asset.
Okay, Griffin.
I want to leverage the buttercream connections that we have utilized so far to try and source a hacker or someone who can... crack into Kinchel Denton's like schedule. Maybe it's his assistant's like schedule or something like that. But something that can help us know where he is going to be.
Okay.
I would point out that James is a techno wizard. So if you want to like acquire James for that.
I don't want to take James from you.
You could never. Our bond is...
You have two different ways of doing this, Griffin. One is technical and one is social. So that is what I would say to you. You could go either way.
We'll do social.
Social? Okay.
Because then if we do social, then just I could do it, right?
Well, what I mean is like, Kinchel is a notable person, right?
Right.
There is a physical way. Social is probably not the right word. There are different people for different reasons who would know where he is from time to time. Whether... people watchers or people on his staff, et cetera, or there's, you know, hacking into his date book. What I would say is that the technical thing would narratively give you a lot more access.
Yeah, but that could be too much access, right? Like, I could just hack his fucking email account, like I could probably ruin him without us having to do anything else.
Yeah, man, you could see all of the different plans that he definitely has written down and everything
in his email, he's doing.
You could read the whole story of this.
Do you know what thing. I would actually like to find?
What?
I would like to find a vlogger, not Crystal with a K.
Okay.
Someone with like extreme boundary issues who has gotten verbal and written warnings in the past. Someone who is going to know where Kinchel Denton's going to be because that's information that is relevant to their dark interests.
So you want somebody who
I want, I guess the vlogger equivalent of like a paparazzi.
Do you mean Steeplechase and Jason?
What?
No.
That's his name that I came up with.
Steeplechase and Jason.
Yeah. Travis. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Dang it. I was sitting here looking for some evidence to the contrary, and I don't I don't think I could disprove what you've just said.
Yeah.
Legal, from a legal perspective. So, yes. Okay.
I can do two things with Steeplechase and Jason. I can do both my downtime activities with him.
Great. So, you are in... you're in Poppy's place, killing some time. What are you doing, Montrose? How are you filling your hours?
I mean, my duties as an employee of Poppy's place are so perfunctory at this point. I think it's literally just like, well, giving people, you know, at Dave and Buster's, when you go in, there's people like, you want to recharge your fucking game card, man? It's that at this point.
So you're at the,
I'm at the ticket. At the prize exchange booth.
Sure. Okay. All right. And then you hear like the door kind of swing open and you hear a click, click, click on a pad, a hollow pad. And you see a man standing in front of you, weirdly handsome in like a squish face kind of way. And he's wearing a pair of ratty jeans and he's got a Baja on. And he's got some of those feet shoes.
Oh,
you know, the
fuck.
Ones that go on, he's wearing toe shoes.
Yeah.
And he's got like a hydration backpack.
Jesus Christ.
This guy rules.
This is the coolest dude I've ever heard of.
Okay, yeah, this is, guys, if you're seeing this, this is primo stuff I'm showing you live. We're taking a look at the Poppy's place. We've been here, they've been doing a lot of renovations in here, so I wanted to bring you in live to check it out. Hi, welcome. You're on, you're here with Steeplechase and Jason live. Say hi, Chad.
You are kidding me. Steeplechase and Jason.
It's always cool to meet a fan. Yeah, man, it's me, Steeplechase and Jason. I was hoping you could tell us about some of the, and he's still got his phone. He's kind of like holding it in your face and it's got a rig on it, that limits movement and also has a microphone popping out the top of it.
Can I see how many viewers he has?
What? Right?
Can I see how many viewers?
63.
Okay.
Don't laugh. 63 is a great.
Oh, that's a lot of. That's kill.
If you okay. This is what irritates me about social media. May I have a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
May I have a second?
Please.
Yeah.
If you entertain 63 people, you're a failure. If you murder 63 people, you're the world's greatest killer.
Right.
You tell me.
Wow. You tell me why.
You tell me. Right. You tell me.
Yeah.
That was all Steeplechase and Jason, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
He said all that.
Oh, sorry. I did not mean to insult you. I'm a great fan of your work. I love how you just get in there and then people are like, get out. And you're like,
there like swimwear, the Jason way. That's what I always say at the end of every stream.
Yes. Yes, that's fantastic.
So what was your, and he's still got shoving this camera in your face and he starts heading towards the barcade. Can I take a look back around here? Because I hear that you're all getting some new attractions in.
Oh, I'm afraid that it is very dangerous back there. There is live electricity wires just sort of zip-zapping around.
Ow! Oh!
Yep, see? Got another one. Anyways, hey, you seem like someone who's plugged in the know, so to speak.
You hear that, chat? Sounds like somebody's trying to snuggle up to Steeplechase and Jason. Yeah, we get this about 4 or 5 times a stream. Sorry, but my heart is already taken by the internet.
Can you pause that stream for a moment, please?
I don't pause the stream.
I say, okay. And I go over to my computer that I use to track all of our fucking prize rewards, and I start playing the Beatles with the volume turned all the way up.
Okay. Ah, shit. Okay, hold on. You're gonna get me fucking demonetized. Hold on.
Sorry.
Chad, I gotta shoot a Duke. I'm gonna be right back. Keep it locked. Hey, and as always, in there like swimwear with Jason. Okay.
Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down.
No, now see, you're gonna get us demonetized, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that sounds
all
so
right,
much...
go on. You've got just a few minutes to win me over.
You have to be kidding me.
Yeah, I am. That's kind of a gag I do for the mega That's fans, because like, wow, wouldn't that be a mind blower? No, just me. Steeplechasing Jason. So what's up? What's your name again, man?
My name is Montrose Pretty. You
hound it.
All right. Yeah, it's a little bit of
Bit of dap. You're not leaving him hanging. Okay, good.
So
that means a lot to Jason, by the way.
Good. I say, I am actually in need of the services of someone like you, someone who knows how all the movers and shakers move and shake here in Steeplechase. If I were to, say, want to know where one of the execs might be at a given time, is that some sort of, it seems to be some sort of information that you have access to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We have people on nearly every layer. Not every layer, but nearly every layer. So I could totally, like, yeah, for sure. We want to bring everything to everybody. You know what I mean? Like, the streams are really just kind of a way to start. But, like, beyond this, I feel like it's maybe a podcast is like the next thing, and then after that, I don't know. I mean, the dream is a TV show. I would love to get to that point.
Sure. That's where all of us are hoping to end up.
But the way, you know, the text component is really, you know, we're still getting a lot of eyeballs there. Sure, so I wouldn't want to sort of stop doing that when all the other stuff is like just kind of getting going. I haven't thought too much into merch, but that's definitely
this relationship. Listen, I can show you what's happening in the Darkade, and I'll tell you, friend, it's gonna blow up. It's the next big thing. But before that, I need you to scratch my back and help me find out where Kinshel Denton is gonna be tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, I mean, that should be, yeah, that's no problem, actually. I will talk to some of the other dudes and dudettes, right? And
ally.
That's
and
it.
Right? I mean, I know, kind of 20.
Whatever. You're close,
20XX, but I know.
Not really close entirely. Listen, can you do this?
Yeah.
Is it to the state?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can do it.
Great.
That's what he says.
Yeah, but
what
did the roll? Dice say? Yeah. So I roll the cruise tier.
Currently one, I believe.
Three. Not good.
What?
I got three.
You can spend coin to raise the result of this roll. Oh, no. You can only raise it beyond critical with a coin.
I think it's that you can spend coin to raise it. You can raise it beyond critical by spending
two coin. Yes, at the top of this page, after the roll, you may spend coin after the roll to improve the result level. Increase the result level by one for each coin spent. So a 1 to 3 becomes a 4 or 5. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So that will bring you to a tier one, a level one quality of asset, which sounds about right. For Steeplechase adjacent.
Actually, I think it would be tier 0. A 6 tier plus 1. I gotcha.
Right. So 1. So not bad. You know, pretty good level of asset there.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, Steeplechase adjacent will be able to supply this information to you, it seems like. Fairly dependably.
I got something else for you, Jason. Just to show that I follow through on my promises. Do you remember the future as you?
Yeah, absolutely. My grandpa told me about it. He said it used to be pretty fire. But I mean, I have not gone to see it because there's a lot of other stuff to check out, you know. But right.
Well,
sure.
It is no longer in official operation. But let me just say this: start teasing it a little bit. A revival coming.
No kidding.
No kidding at all, my friend.
No, I gotta tell everybody.
Okay.
And can I see back in the Darkade too? Like, that was part of the deal, right?
After the information pays off.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. But like, when I do see it, I need to know. I need you to know that I cannot ever keep anything from my fans.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely, I understand.
Unless you ask me not to.
Yes.
Okay. In which case, I will just not tell them what you tell me.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise?
Yeah.
I would never keep anything from my fans.
And it's that dedication to the craft that I appreciate. Can I roll long-term project? This is me doing a little bit of buzz marketing for the future is you.
Sure, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to roll consort, probably.
The project is getting gambling there, turning it into a gambling den. So you're probably mentioning to Jason about the...
Are you starting a new one?
What?
Are you starting a new long-term project to get the word out, or is this...
Yeah, no. This is Futures You Gambling. I was thinking it would be the same clock. In increasing the awareness of it, I think it is enhancing the solvency of the eventual gambling business.
Okay, cool. Let's see. What did you roll?
We'll do that now. It's a six.
That's a six. That's wonderful.
Three more segments, please. Yumma yumma. That's six.
So
wait,
you rolled a consort, yes. Right? And then that's a six. Okay, three more segments.
Okay, I'm done with Steeplechase and Jason.
Okay. Is that what you say to his face, or?
No, I don't want to be rude.
Oh, okay, nice.
My downtime activities are also going to be two for one, so let's go ahead and knock them out.
Ooh, we love
it. While hanging out at the Futures U, I've befriended one of the gamblers that hangs out there named Smudge, and I'm going to make a bet with Smudge that I can she's all that Benson into an amazing criminal. So I want to indulge my vice and start a long-term project to train Benson up.
You know we got to talk about this.
Yeah?
No, I mean in the world of fantasy.
Okay.
Okay, so you're telling me that you're going to turn him into some kind of super criminal?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't believe it. That guy's useless.
Oh, you just don't see what I see. Don't let his paint-stained overalls and thick glasses fool you.
He's a trash man. I hate him. He don't do any crime good at all.
Well, hey, Smudge. Smudge, yeah. I know that this is just hanging out, friends. That's a little too harsh, all right? Benson is still a guy. He's still a person.
He's a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
He is not.
He's a bad guy. You just don't stole from me. He stole $8.
He did not. You just said he's never done any crime.
I noticed, though. I said, stop taking the money. He kept doing it.
So your problem isn't that he attempted to steal, it's that you caught him.
He's bad at crime. He can't do any crime good. And I don't think he's that much of a help. What are you going to do that's going to fix him? You can't fix bad. He's just a trash boy, and you can't fix him.
I will bet you one waffle cone that I can.
Beef. Beef. Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to use your first name, Beefwood.
Yes?
If you're lying to me right now, we're Dunsky.
I would never lie about a waffle cone bet. You know that.
What can I give you? I don't have any waffle cones.
You could steal a waffle cone.
From you?
No, from like a concession stand. Like, I would buy you a waffle cone at a concession stand. You would buy me a waffle cone.
You have a waffle cone? You hold that on me, Beefwood?
No, if I had a waffle cone, bud, we'd share it. We would lick from opposite sides, though, so that it would be sanitary.
All right, I'll bet you one waffle cone that Benson is going to be a little trash disaster forever until he dies and no one will miss him.
Oh, wow. Okay, Smudge.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Sorry, Beef.
Okay. Okay, so first let me roll my vice. Indulge vice. Submit. Two. Okay. So that takes me down to three. That's great. Glad I didn't overindulge. And then, Justin, how many times will it take me to fix Benson?
All right, as the long-term project of fixing Benson?
Yeah, training Benson.
I mean, it's an eight. He sucks.
Oh, man. Okay, well, let's do
it. Sorry. He sucks.
You think command? I'm training him.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that that's fair.
A three is the best.
Three?
I got a one and a three.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, can I spend a coin?
Spend a coin.
Is it spend a coin to go again?
No. To increase the result by one level.
Okay. Then I'll take it to a four.
So wait, you're rolling to...
For a long-term project.
For a long-term project. Okay, I need
I rolled a one and a three, but I'm going to pay a coin to bump it up to a mixed success so that I can fill in two segments.
Two big segments. Okay. And now a brief display of what that scene might have been like. I think it might have gone something like this.
All right, Benson.
Yeah?
Okay. I want you to try to take this coin out of my hand.
What are you going to do if I try to grab it? But you're going to try to snatch it away from me.
I'm just going to close my hand. It's about dexterity. Okay. Okay, you missed it, and I stole your wallet.
Wow. You really are the best in the business.
No, I'm not. You just, like, really weren't focused at all. Benson,
he tries to grab it again.
My hand is closed, Benson. Benson, the hand's closed. You gotta wait till I open my hand back up.
That's why you're the boss, I guess.
I'm not. Okay.
I didn't know you could close your hand.
I'm gonna lose a waffle cone.
Okay, so you're trying to train Benson into something that's worth a damn. Mac, Clint, what do you want to do?
I'm going to. I thought I started a new. No. I'm going to start a new long-term project.
You and your projects, I swear.
Well, this is something we talked about a couple of episodes ago, and I think that it's a good idea. I think Emmerich is going to begin working on an extremely lifelike, believable Kenshel Denton hardlight.
Okay.
And I think to make it that lifelike and believable, that's going to take a long-term project. I don't think that's something he can just whip up.
Yeah, you are 100% correct, Dad. That's actually going to be our first ever 12 o'clock.
Ooh, are yowza. You sure, Justin?
I hear you. Well, okay, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're the boss.
Well, it's just that he has practice now, you know?
That's true.
Okay. So I need to roll, correct? Roll Tinker, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. A D20, correct?
Clint.
I know.
Just click Tinker.
I did.
You didn't. If you had clicked Tinker. There, thank you.
622.
622. all right. You did get a six. I don't know why you rolled a D6. I should penalize you for that, but here. 622 will count as a six. So with a six, what is that, three segments?
Correct.
All right.
Okay. You're filling them in for me?
Yeah, I'll fill them in for you.
And since and that's a lot of work, don't you think? I mean, for a first day of working on something,
You're making great progress. Some of the work you've already done in this field.
Especially since we consider the fact that his new vice is the pleasure he gets from hard work.
Yeah.
And working on his thing. So that. With doing that, he's also indulging his vice.
What is your, I'm going to do the vice roll in a second. Dad, what is your, like, workplace look like? When you're doing this work, what does it look like
in
your mind's eye?
It's like one of those artist tables that angles up and down.
The drafting table, yeah.
Yeah, like a drafting table, but it rolls, and he's got, like, four of these things, and he can change the configuration around. And like he can roll it up so high that he can do like magnets on it to put documents and diagrams and stuff.
Documents too,
and diagrams.
Holy shit!
And dioramas. He's got dioramas and dire makers. He's got all kinds of dire stuff. And
dire wolves.
Diarrhea.
He's got diarrhea. Come on, guys. He does actually have diarrhea.
You didn't have to make that be true.
No, it's Emmerich. He has. Come on, it fits the profile.
And no, it makes sense. I just, it's gross.
Yeah. Everybody in this family has diarrhea, Griffin.
I do. Everybody on Earth has diarrhea. That's the embarrassing secret, is it's always coming out like that for everyone. Yeah. All right. Don't feel bad.
But never talk about it. Please.
Yeah, it's our human secret.
And when it's not on his wrist, he puts the
diarrhea
projector. No.
Oh, this is a gross projector. This is gross.
He kind of angles it and so that it projects up into the air. You know, like Tony Stark's, projections in the air, and they move stuff around real cool.
Hey, Justin, can I just announce that my equipment, my knife talks to me and flips around cool? You know, like that knife in the shadow with Alec Baldwin? My knife does that.
You know what I noticed? When you guys are doing your bits, nobody talks but you.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, you're right.
Can I say?
And everybody kibitzes in mine.
Is it maybe time to start saying the word ageist a little bit more on this podcast?
Yeah.
Right?
You guys are ageists.
The older half of this podcast is tired of getting bullied by you young folks.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. If I didn't have to sit down right now and drink a Metamucil, I would be you what for.
Listen,
right now.
Juice, you're on our team.
No, Justin is actually technically a boomer.
No, I'm not.
Justin.
Legally,
it's 81 is the cutoff.
I believe I'm a millennial, I think is where
I don't think that's it.
So
Griffin
by doing this, you're fulfilling exactly what I talked about.
Anyway, right.
I'm rolling for stress now. I'm indulging my vice of hard work.
I don't need to roll for stress. You give me plenty of these kids.
Here we go. Indulging vice. Indulging my vice.
Taxes give me stress.
Here we go.
Like all adults.
Indulging my vice. And it's a 3 and a 1.
All right. Clear 3 stress. You have 6 stress currently. That clears 3 of the stress away.
So that's it. That's all I got. I don't think there's anything else I can do.
I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons.
That's not
my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo.
Okay, now JK, make him say Griffin's the best. And
Griffin's
also
the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean?
Can
you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do a normal ad?
Okay. So, yeah, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have, 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, he is.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready really, really fast.
And even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah,
I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a captcha. It's "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. Tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah.
On the Elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. No. It's comfortable. Like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No. It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle, in the mid space. It's the perfect balance. In the Shadowlands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like
advanced
me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Leesa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks.
Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Greatest Trek is the podcast for all your modern Star Trek needs. It's funny, informative, and now it's also timely.
That's because every Friday, right after the release of a new episode of Strange New Worlds, Picard, Lower Decks, Discovery, or Prodigy, we bring you a review of that episode.
There's some great new Star Trek coming up, and we're going to cover all of it.
You'll like our show because we're both former video producers, so we bring a lot of insight into the production and filmmaking aspects to these episodes.
And we also have a very refined sense of humor, so we make lots of delightful fart jokes along the way.
So come see why Greatest Trek is one of the most popular television recap podcasts on all of the internet.
Subscribe to Greatest Trek at MaximumFun.org or in the podcast app you're using right now.
Hey there, this is Drea Clark.
This is Alonzo Duralli.
And this is Sparta!
Iffy.
Listen, I got 300 on the brain. We just watched the movie 300 in honor of our 300th episode of Maximum Film.
That's right. And to celebrate this major milestone, we brought back original co-hosts Ricky Carmona and April Wolf.
But just for this one episode, right?
Oh, Iffy, you know we could never replace you.
Some of the voices have changed over the years. Heck, the name of the show has changed too. But through it all, Maximum Film remains
the movie podcast that isn't just a bunch of straight white guys. Deal with it.
Find this and all 300 episodes of Maximum Film anytime on MaximumFun.org.
You get a text, Montrose, because I forget how steeple. In the interim, I forgot how Steeplechase and Jason sounds.
It's been 6 weeks. I understand.
And Rachel hasn't added it to my voices spreadsheet because Rachel obviously hasn't edited the episode because it's only half of an episode. So I don't know. I don't remember what Steeplechase and Jason sounds. We should get a text. So you get a text from Steeplechase and Jason.
Okay.
And it says, hey, I got a fix on him. I got a fix on your guy. He's having a secret birthday party inside Gutter City, way down in the depths.
Now, Justin, I assume he used voice to text, so which of those words are like misspelled and what's like, what's it really say?
It's a lot of like random capitalization and exclamation points.
I read it on my BlackBerry and I leave him on read. Put it right back in
nice.
My pocket.
That's so cool. Yeah, it's in the this party is apparently inside the abandoned Gutter City First Episcopal, which is the most beautiful, elegant church in all of Gutter City, but it has been shuttered because people have forgotten the face of God. And so you arrive in Gutter City, and it is
It's a lot different than how you remember it. There is what was sort of a noir romance kind of thing is still dark and sooty, but you can see there's like trash can fires. There's shacks that have been just like sort of assembled along the sides of the streets. So many more than you remember there being. You actually, as you're like sneaking in, trying to keep a low profile, I assume, you actually witness like somebody getting mugged from a distance. I know. It's wild.
So wait, so this isn't like a redesign or like we've added, this is like things like have actually
something has changed here. And you start to suspect maybe it had something to do with Darla.
Okay. Darla was holding things together.
Yeah, okay. Perhaps. But you make your way to Gutter City First Episcopal. There are large windows that have been painted over long, long ago before this function, but you can definitely hear music from inside. You see some lights peeking out through the cracks of the black paint on the windows where it's begun to peel away. And inside you hear voices and some music and you see the lights. How do you want to play it?
We should send in our front man.
Yeah. But if, let's sidebar in fiction.
Yeah. Yes.
I am concerned that our usual ploy of pretending to belong at a function, a social function, will not necessarily play well here, given the small and intimate nature of the gathering. Also, if Kinchel Denton sees any one of the three of us, that's it. So I believe that stealth may be the order of the day rather than deception. Are you too comfortable with that?
Yeah, I would say I'm comfortable with it.
You've got a huge and beautiful, powerful body.
Thank you. Yes,
but it is difficult to hide it behind a coat rack or pillow or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, in a building this scale, it does make it a little bit easier. I might see if I can find maybe not like a main entrance. I doubt a building of this size has just like one way in and out. See if I can maybe cover, let's say a fleeing path.
Sure. What is security like here?
So there's no security on the outside.
Okay, that's great for us.
You're certain there's security on the inside, but this is like, you've got the impression from Steeplechase and Jason, this is like a exclusive hush-hush thing, right? You got to be on the inside to know about it. So a bunch of security would draw attention. They don't want people to know. So none on the outside.
Do we see anybody else heading towards the building that we could perhaps intercept? Any other party goers?
I believe we should make a survey roll.
Oh, that's a good idea. Make a survey roll.
Okay.
Control. Got him, Dad. Good job.
I have none in survey.
That's great. Dad's like, I got a plan. I'm bad at it, but
somebody else do my
plan. I have a plan. Somebody else do it.
To be fair, I do that with my friends a lot.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
That's a three. That's a failure.
Oh.
At surveying.
If my character sheet would load, I'd let you know.
There's definitely a front entrance that has been bolted shut.
Oh.
I mean, nobody's going in or out. This place looks abandoned. That's the whole idea. Okay. Like, the front entrance, no one is going in and out. There is a back way that you can get in, a back alley side door. And then you assume there must be some other entrances and exits to this place that everyone else is using.
Because
right?
Episcopalians love their fellowship halls. Yeah. So there has to be a fellowship hall.
There has to be a fellowship hall. That's not an entrance to a building, that it's a hall within a building. But yeah, I mean, absolutely, Dad. Great. It's true. It's a true point. They love fellowship halls. They love fellowship. They're Episcopalian.
I'm going to look for that back alley side entrance.
You find it.
Yeah, we did it.
Cool.
There's one door in the alley. That's the one.
Is it guarded?
No, not from the outside. It's not.
Okay.
Is it locked?
Is it locked? Check it out.
Okay. I'm going to try the door, but I'm going to do the thing I'm gonna like pull it towards me as I slowly turn the handle, right? So it stays closed, and I'm trying to open it as quietly as possible.
This feels like
moment it opens, you hear like the sort of like vague muffle. You hear much clearer, a loud, amplified voice speaking over the speakers. And you don't know who this person is. You don't recognize the voice. You just hear, "And I've known him since he was, gosh, but younger than his dad when I met him. It's been a long road for this kid. And I think he's fine. You know, we all know that he's had his struggles, but it's just like him talking, you know, he's just like talking about somebody, presumably Kinchel.
Is it Kinchel's birthday? Would we know that? I get on fucking Wikipedia on my BlackBerry and Google Kinchel Denton.
Oh shit, it's May 30th.
So that's today in IRL.
Yeah, but we don't know what date it is in the game, so it might as well be May 30th.
Okay, so today is Kinchel's birthday.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The magnolias are in bloom, so that's a hint.
Yeah, that's a big hint. That's a big, juicy hint.
Is there a coat check in this entrance?
Not at this entrance. You get this, when you look around at what you can peer through, it's you have entered into sort of like a vestibule. There's nobody immediately around. There's a... you've got like a red tile floor below you. There is a single like bench to the side, and there's a bunch of shoes, like muddy shoes underneath it. And you see a door to like a locker room type thing that you can sense. This is where like people are coming to change and get ready for the event. But you have gathered from this. This is like the service entrance. This is where people who are working the event have been entering, and you assume people who are attending are entering from presumably below. I mean, you have to imagine, but
oh, like they came out through like service tunnels, like
exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
We've got to figure those out. Seems like our job would be much easier if we could just take these fucking...
I don't know if it would be easier for you to get in through the main entrance than it is through the staff entrance, but sure.
It's fair.
I want to walk into the locker room.
Okay. You walk in the locker room, and you don't see anything that immediately jumps out at you as...
Oh, that's good.
There's no spooky clowns.
Oh, good.
There are like two.
They all float down here, Georgie. Yeah.
Hey, contractually, I said no scary, no referencing it anyways.
Scary, Dad. Yeah. You don't want to upset the fiction.
I need to sleep tonight, my man.
So there's a couple long benches. There's cubbies for shoes. There's lockers and a rack that has some like. Hangers on it, empty hangers that you assume. You actually see three empty hangers that look like they would have had perfectly sized uniforms, staff uniforms for
Damn
each
it.
Of you. But they are gone. There's,
well, there's that's luck sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, that's, that was completely unavoidable.
There's nothing you could have done.
No.
Damn it.
No amount of prep would have helped with that.
No. Listen, it was always going to be that way. I just feel it in my bones. You know what? So I know we said stealth, right? But I feel like at this point, all we're doing is wasting opportunities. We have to get in there.
Okay. You know what? I was going to fight you on this, but I find that possibility very exciting. I find your enthusiasm for it even more exciting.
Oh, yes. It's very encouraging. I think you two should just take the bull by the horns and go out there and confront these people and just lay it on the line. And
That's not the goal. You know that, right?
I do. Yes. I thought that was the goal. Sorry.
At that point, you hear the voice. There's a huge round of applause. Whatever speech was happening in there, has wrapped up, and you hear the tones of Kinchel Denton speaking. It's just, there's not, I mean, I could talk over you, but it
it's his voice and it's obvious.
Bunch, it's a bunch of palaver, right? It's a bunch of, you know, thanks for having me. It's not interesting enough to make you wait for me to
see. He's not roasting them, right?
Yes, it's nothing good. You just hear Kinchel up on stage.
Okay, I want to, like, quietly but purposefully advance towards, see if we can get, like, a line of sight on anything. Without necessarily like fully revealing ourselves.
Yeah, there's actually, it works out well. There is, well, I'll tell you what, let's get a survey roll.
All seriousness, are they, is this party going on in like the church worship area, or is it in a...
They're in, you are adjacent to the main sanctuary. That is where this, like, he is up on stage. There's people sitting in pews that have been refinished. It's like,
so now they're actually comfortable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There are pews. You know, we could probably sneak up close, because if we stay low to the ground, you know how pews are. They block the
sight.
But
the DM asked for a roll, so let's
just to survey it.
Okay.
So I'll do it.
This is
what's your survey, Griffin? You got one or zero?
One. Risky standard.
Okay, you go ahead.
Because there are
we can all do it, right? A survey.
Well, I will help.
I feel like that's weird.
I will help. How about that? That's okay. What the mechanic is.
I'll take a bonus dice.
If all three of you survey, and then one of you will probably get a decent roll, and then you all have the information. So it doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense.
Three, five. Mixed success.
Five.
I help by picking him up a little bit and like turning him around like a periscope so he can see better.
Okay. You see there is a hall that is surrounding the sanctuary, a sort of like side hallway that has several large archways that open up into the sanctuary. There are doors on the other side that you're sure go to like classrooms or something like that. But this hallway could give you some like discretion to, if you want to get a better viewpoint.
Yeah. I look at the other two. I say, for real, last chance. I am sort of sneaky. If I can scout ahead if you would like, if you two are comfortable with that,
Yes, I think that's a fine idea. I think you should. We'll stay right here where no one will find us.
Yes, how about this? You go ahead, right? If you need backup, give us a signal. I'm a little sneaky.
Yes.
So you give the signal if you need, right?
Okay.
And then Imrik.
Yes, what?
You're going to be like the hangback, and if someone tries to get by you, let me rephrase that. If Kenshult tries to get by you, you need to stop him.
Stop him?
Imrik, you have like tech magic where you can like shock people and
you
make,
can shoot
like,
lightning out of your butt,
distractions and shit. So like, why are you acting like this is the first time you've ever had to do something?
Because when I try to do lately, I'm kind of in a slump. I kind of have the yips a little bit, but no. Yeah. I'm sure I'll rise to the occasion or fail miserably. So you all go ahead. I will do the hang back. And if Kinchel tries to leave, I will do something to make him stay.
Fantastic. I love that confidence. Let's do this.
Me too. As we start making our way there, do I see a vestry or any other kind of priestly ready room where we might be able to grab a robe or two?
probably one of those classrooms to the side. I would guess they would all be locked. But you can go try them. But
I'll try one.
They're locked.
Papa, shit. I love how tickled you are by just the idea of us wearing priest robes.
You three goofballs and Marx Brothers antics.
But
you are sneaking. Okay, Montrose, can I just see? Are you sneaking out into that hallway to try to get a better view of things? Trying doors, you got to be out a little bit.
Yeah, fine. I will sneak.
Other two, you're hanging back and seeing what Montrose can find out. Is that correct?
I'm
not trying to trap you, just trying to get a sense.
Yeah, I'm hanging back and I'm ready to move. So I am like, I'm poised.
Cool.
You know, I'm ready coiled to go.
Like, and Emmerich is hanging back and poised to not move.
Great.
Love that.
So I guess okay. He's just poised.
Montrose, you're watching.
Am I prowling?
What?
You need me to prowl?
Yeah, you're prowling. Take a prowl roll.
Okay. Posish?
This is risky standard.
Okay. I'm going to push myself.
The noise is very loud, and the lights are dimmed in the crowd and focused on the stage, so it is not a big, it's not very challenging.
Cool. I'm going to push myself still.
I would say risky grade, actually. This is definitely going to work.
Okay. 5-1-1, so.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. Mixed success.
I know that it's not this way, but man, it always feels good when you push yourself and it's like
and
one
you
of the
get
die
one
work.
Good roll. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. Not really how I think
probability and all that.
Yeah, but
or God,
causality.
It feels good.
Yeah, sure.
You sneak a little forward with a 5. You don't get like a perfect viewpoint, but you can definitely get the lay of the land. You just can't see everything that's happening.
Okay,
from the vantage point, you're able to make it to safely. And you see Kinchelden on stage. This is like a very gothic sort of Episcopalian church. I mean, as far as Episcopalian churches go, this is about as gothic as they get.
I've been to some pretty Episcopalian gothic churches, Juice.
Yeah, that's cool, Griff.
Tell me more
about those later. You see Kinchelden, he's in a tuxedo, a black tux. He's as always thin, perfectly manicured.
He's got his dark black hair swooped over his face. He's got some dark eyeliner on.
Don't
no,
emo
he's got like
him.
Short. No, don't.
No,
emo.
You said it was a gothic church, so.
No, okay.
No, okay,
yeah,
that's
very
fun.
Good.
We're having
that's
a lot of fun with words today.
And you see Kinchel. This is the scene. I'm going to tell you the scene that you see play out in front of you while you are prowling around. You see Kinchel up on the stage, and he's been talking for a while about his position within the company. And all the big things that Dentonic is doing, and he's I would like to think that if Carmine Denton were alive today and he could see the work that we are doing as a company, not just the parks, but the good that we are able to do for this community, this country. Through Steeplechase and through the Dentonic Corporation, I think he'd be touched because it's about people before anything else. The first thing is our people and taking care of people within our family, within Dentonic, and outside, and making for safer communities. I know that Gutter City has had some tough times, but I feel like a new day is just ahead for Gutter City and for Dentonic. And then you see a waiter drop a tray on the ground. There's a loud clatter. And this waiter starts talking. And the weird thing is you notice his face isn't moving very much as he speaks. And he said, "Oh, really? Taking care of each other, very important to you, eh, Kinchel? There's something about that." And he grabs Kinchel around his waist before the security guards can even get up to the dais. This waiter has sprung up and wrapped his arm around his waist. And he grabs at his neck and pulls back. "There's something really funny about that." It's funny, man. He rips off the back of his coat and he has a jetpack. He is careening, smashing through the windows of the church. And Funny Man has just kidnapped Kinchel Denton.
I love this
I
show.
Knew it. Listen, I now, knew it. I
if,
knew it.
If you'll all open your envelopes that I sent you, your sealed envelopes, open them now, you'll see. I wrote down Funny Man kidnaps Kinchel Denton at the church. I fucking called it, guys.
Oh, I said Jack of Club. Oh.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.